So how are you? I'm getting my...
I'm okay. My head hurts.
Why is your head hurt?
Who knows? I don't know.
All right. Give us news, Miss Head Hurt. Since you look so happy, happy, happy.
Today is National Puppy Day. But every day is National Puppy Day. That's all I have.
Boss, our puppy is licking my feet. It's kind of nice.
He turns four tomorrow. What should we do for his birthday? Should we take him to Petco for his birthday?
Oh.
Since he actually is fine with
it. Yeah, he's fine with Petco.
General might do a duty in there since you left the door open.
That's all right.
All right. So Channing Tatum and his wife Jenna have teamed up with NBC, and they will be producing and mentoring and judging a dance show. It's a dance competition show.
Wow. Okay.
As you know, many moons ago, they did a movie together called Step Up, where they met, fell in love, and been married since.
All right.
So, yes. So they will be doing, there's no name for it yet, but we do know that there are 6 episodes that they will be doing of the show.
Okay, well, I wonder if he'll do any sexy, like, dance.
Step, I'm going to do all their step up dance. Who knows?
You loved that movie, Step Up, didn't you?
It's entertaining. I think Channing Tatum is nice to look at, but having to listen to him for an hour and a half is not so nice. So...
All right.
It's like, can you just not talk? It's like, you are so adorable. Just don't speak. Thank you.
Okay.
Stand there like pretty. All right, so Justin Bieber has canceled all his meet and greets for the rest of his Purpose tour because it makes him feel drained and unhappy after because of all the energy from all his fans. So if you're paying $2,000 to meet him, you can kind of meet him in a way because that $925 package, the VIP package, you can't take pictures with him, but you can take pictures of him for $925.
Wow.
So, no more meet and greets.
All right. No more meet and greets.
Kanye West has claimed that his brand has sold $1 million in 2 days at his little Life of Pablo pop-up shop.
What is it? Like, what does he sell? Like t-shirts?
Whatever the Yeezus brand is. Shoes, clothing, accessories, music, all that stuff. But it sold $1 million in 2 days at one store. One store. And nobody else can do that.
I don't believe that.
Nobody else can do that.
I don't believe that.
But just remember, this is a guy, like 2 weeks ago, claiming that he was $53 million in debt. So, hey, you're $1 million richer.
Yeah.
Now you're $52 million in debt. Keep it up.
Unbelievable. All right.
Erin Storm, a former contestant on The Bachelor, died in a plane crash, which I thought was one of the planes that happened in Brussels because it all happened at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's not. It was this small little plane that since towards the end of last year, she was learning how to fly. She wants to be a pilot. And a street worker was interviewed and said that he saw the plane go down, hit the curb, and then once it hit the curb, it blew up.
Oh, Jesus.
No one survived.
Oh. That's no good. That's no good.
So RIP, Erin Storm.
All right.
The Weeknd has dropped out of doing the Rihanna anti-tour in Europe with her and Big Sean as an opening act for her. Due to unforeseen changes and projects. But Big Sean will continue on with her in Europe. She's right now doing her North American tour with Travis Scott. But yeah, so The Weeknd will not be joining her in Europe. Maybe Bella's like, I don't want you out there.
Okay. Weeknd's the doing the best of me, the man, the mean, the man, the moon, the mall.
Yep.
Wow. That's the one with the funny hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what his problem is.
Probably Bella Hadid. It's like, you can't go over there with Rihanna. She steals people's men.
I don't know. I don't see The Weeknd, regardless if you like his music and that's the sex appeal. I just he's very frumpy looking. I mean Rihanna could get like good guys.
She can get anybody.
You know, she can get Leo.
Oh, you're not talking about music. Oh, my gosh. I was totally thinking you were talking about if she wanted to replace him, she could.
No.
You're talking
you were
about
saying,
something.
Well, because you said she
I know,
steals
but,
men.
But I know, but I wasn't. I totally. I dropped that. I was like,
no.
I thought you were talking about, like, he's easy to replace in the music.
No, I was just saying.
Like, yeah, because there's so many people. Like, she can bring back Eminem. And he'd be like, oh, my God.
No, I was just looking at it that The Weeknd looks like Dre from Black-ish.
Yeah.
He looks like that dude, whatever his name is. He's not very – the only thing – to me, the only thing that a girl would see as far as I'm concerned is that he's a musician. And musicians – but out of all the businesses – in the world, being a musician is the one that gets all the chicks, no matter what you look like.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be the most heinous of guys. Not to crap on a dead person, but Lemmy was an unbelievably unattractive guy, and he had these big berries on his face and never got them removed, mm-hmm. but he always had chicks, always had chicks. Because it's Lemmy. Always have rocker chicks with him. Because it's Lemmy.
Yeah.
Music is very powerful. So the ugliest of ugly, from a guy to even girls. Like, let's put it this way. When Adele was at her fattest, I guarantee you there was guys that would have been like, I will do whatever you want. I will do whatever. And guys looked at her as being beautiful, even though she was obese, because the music.
It all makes sense.
Transcends.
Why, whenever I see certain musicians be with certain people, and I go, how did that happen? Because it's them. Because it's that musician.
Yeah, it's that
it's
music.
Like, why would you be with that person? And it's like, but it's Britney Spears. Who cares if she like went crazy, Looney Tunes, and shaved her head? She's Britney Spears.
Yeah, there's a whole different world of sexiness. So let's do it this way. Biggie Smalls there was nothing. Nothing attractive about Biggie Smalls. I mean, he didn't even try to be in shape. I mean, just, is fat and is obese. He could get supermodels that would be with him because he's Biggie Smalls.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
He's Biggie Smalls. It didn't matter. The music, because you just hear that music and you're like, I love this song. It's awesome. It is. You let me tell you, he lost weight because the appeal would look better as far as pictures or it had nothing to do with getting a guy. But you think Sam Smith, when he was at his fattest, had any problem with a dude being with him? Stan Smith could have just put his blubber on the guy's face. The guy, oh, it's you, this thing to me. It's the music.
Power of music.
It is.
See how powerful music is?
It's that.
It'll make you do crazy
it's
things.
It's more powerful. It's more powerful than it being an actor.
Yeah.
Being a musician, being a successful musician is the ultimate chick and guy magnet. Either or.
People love music. People love music over anything.
Yeah, music is transcends. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's absolutely everything.
Even for goofy Kanye West, people will follow Jesus. All right, sports news.
Give it to me.
So the NFL has passed a new ejection penalty.
Oh.
So if you get 2 unsportsmanlike flags, you get ejected.
You're out.
And also the touchback after kickoff has moved to the 25-yard line. And they're each a 1-year experiment.
All right, we'll see how it works out.
How many players are going to be ejected?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Because there's players that get like 4-5 unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, well, I know when they, you know, I know when they move the extra point back, it worked. So the concept of moving the extra point to where it resulted in a 35-yard kick worked, because before I read it was like 99% that an extra point was made.
Yeah.
And this year that got lowered to like 89%. So they literally trimmed like 10 and 11 percentage points off the probability, and more people went for 2-point conversions.
Oh, I see.
Then
yeah.
The extra point, because it's a 35-yard kick. It's not a gimme anymore. Just those extra 15 yards made a difference, and they were proved right. So maybe they'll be proved right on these new rules.
Yeah.
And you'll get people that don't commit as many penalties because people will be getting thrown out of the games more.
Yeah. Everyone wants all their players.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, so the Yankees have been estimated the most valuable team in the major league.
Of course.
At $3.4 billion.
Of course.
And then right behind them is here's the Yankees, and then here's everyone else.
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers are second with $2.5 billion, and then it just kind of goes on.
Yeah.
Red Sox, Giants.
That's why everybody kind of laughed at, not laughed.
Oh, and they've been in first place since 1998. That's it. They've been number one team, like with the most valuability.
That's why everybody kind of laughed at Steve Ballmer paying $2 billion for the Clippers, because they're not worth $2 billion.
Yeah.
The only reason he paid, the only thing that made it that was NBA teams don't come up for sale as much. So he overpaid. If the Yankees wanted to sell that team, the Steinbrenners wanted to sell that team, they could probably get double. They could, if they put the Yankees up for sale, they could probably get $5 to $6 billion. That's if it's worth $3.5 billion now, that's just what it's worth. That doesn't include what somebody would be willing to pay.
Yeah.
One thing to say, this is worth with assets and revenue, and this is valued at $3.5 billion, but what would you be worth? What would it be worth for you to buy it?
Yeah.
Forget that it's worth this in assets. What would you be willing to pay for it? Because you're going to get that money back after a few years. They probably get $6 billion for that,
like,
franchise. Same thing with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you if Jerry Jones said, you know what, I'm going to sell the Cowboys. I'm selling the Cowboys, and with the Cowboys comes the stadium. I'm selling the whole thing. I'm done. He could probably get $4, $5, $6 billion for the Dallas Cowboys also.
Yeah.
Remember, the Pagliulos, would they pay $2 billion for the Buffalo Bills. Close to it.
1.8.
Yeah. Imagine the Cowboys.
I know, it's gonna be, that would be insane. But I don't think, I don't see him or his family being those to sell it, because that's like Texas loves football. It's their pride and joy.
Yeah.
It's like the one thing they have to hold on to. All right, so the LA Rams will be the stars of this 11th season of Hard Knocks.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And they're at the University of California in Irvine. That's where they're having the training camp. Remember when you were like, oh, they're not going to be at the Coliseum.
Okay.
They're going to be at Irvine.
That's cool.
Which is 30 minutes from us.
That's really, yeah. That's awesome.
Which I think is where the Cowboys were.
No, they're not. They were in Oxnard.
Oh, you're right. My bad. I forgot. But yeah, so.
I'm surprised they could. I'm surprised they didn't make a deal with Oxnard, because aren't the Cowboys leaving there? I thought.
Yeah, they're back in Texas.
They're back in Texas.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones built that.
He built. Yeah. It completed, so he built that. So yeah, so.
That's cool.
All right, so New York City has banned all smokeless tobacco at sporting events.
Yeah, it's heavy.
So it won a vote 44-3. Mayor de Blasio will be signing it, and it will go effective once he signs it. But it's basically, it's a bad influence on children, and they want their players to be role models.
Yeah, it's kind of lame, but whatever.
I'm like, but, I mean, no one has to know. You can just say it's bubble gum.
All right.
Some people end up chewing on bubblegum. All right, final story. Sean Payton has signed his 5-year extension worth $45 million.
Yeah.
Coaching the New Orleans Saints, making him one of the wealthiest coaches in the NFL.
Figured he would stay.
He's been with them for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's a great coach.
I bet you Jerry Jones is bummed out that he never, because Payton was over with the Cowboys before he went to New Orleans.
Oh, okay. I always knew with New Orleans only because I've been watching as long as
I started. Sorry. If my memory serves me correctly, Peyton was there during the Parcells or Wade Phillips era. But he was, if I recall, there as an offensive coordinator. And that was the big thing, was him leaving to get a head coaching gig with the Saints.
Hey, every coordinator wants to be a head coach.
And I'm pretty sure that Jerry Jones was bummed out because
he got the Saints.
Well, I mean, he's just a good coach.
Yeah.
That Jason Garrett's not a good coach. Wade Phillips is not a, they're not good. They're just not. Parcells
and
was
Jimmy.
The last good coach before Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
So.
That's it. Right. My name is Katie.
You're Katie. Josh. You're beautiful.
This is Boss.
You're beautiful.
Is Happy National Puppy Day. It's the greatest little puppy in the whole entire world. All right, guys. We'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.